thing up, I want to thank the majority of people for paying your dues and financial obligations on time. I really appreciate it. If you haven't paid yet, and you know, there's only a few of you, just good luck. See Linda on the way out. But I do wish you good luck. But I thought that was funny. I don't have to face it. So anyways, I just want to say, as far as the parade is concerned next week, it's the usual situation. The majority of you have been there. It's 1 o'clock. We're meeting in the same place. It's 9 Orange Street. It's behind Bailey's Garage. I'll post all of this tomorrow, you know, on Facebook, so you know. And also, if you want to get there a little bit early and get down to the end of the parade, and I'll give you the address on that. That way you can take the bus back to the beginning of the parade, and then when it's all over, you can get out of there a little bit faster. Only thing I'm going to say is what you already expect is that for the next couple of Tuesdays and for the snail line or whatever, for regular rehearsals, you know, if we could just try to get the attendance up a little bit, that's great. I all know that all of you, some of you traveling a great distance and all that, but if we could get that in for the next couple of weeks, it'd be really good. As far as April is concerned, we still have plenty of room on the bus, so again, as I've been saying at regular rehearsals, if you know anyone who wants to go, we probably can take about another 20 people. So if anybody wants to go down to the show, you know, friends, family, or maybe even people you don't like, I don't care. But, if they want room on the bus, it's there. Also, we've just scheduled the Tuesday night, the 21st of April, for a rehearsal here for the 2 hours, just like we've done in the past, you know, for a full rehearsal going into the show in Connecticut, okay? And so I told you before, we're basically the featured core in the show. We're going on just before the two Connecticut shows, which are the cores that are the sponsors, okay? So, okay, thank you. I reached out
to a couple people who have helped out with the banner in the past, but, you know, like I said, Mike's bringing the truck, so if all of a sudden we get, you know, 5 or 6 or 4 or whatever kids for the banner, you know, they can carry maracas or something, symbols or whatever, you know, but I'd love to be able to display the banner. So if you got anybody that can carry the banner for us Sunday in Abington, you know, I don't expect you to go out and buy anything, but maybe they could have a black pair of pants and sneakers and a black sweater or a pullover or something black, and Jim's gonna bring some extra hats, and I'm sure we could fit them up with a hat and a feather and whatnot, and we'll look, you know, pretty good.
Okay, I got one other point. Right. One other point I forgot to mention is that regarding the parade next week, I've seen temperatures like you probably all have from like 43 to 50. It could be anywhere in that range. But if you have a North Star jacket or anything that's a black jacket, try to bring that to the parade. And if there's any indication that the weather's going to be really a little bit too much, we'll wear the black jackets, okay, like we did, I think, a couple of years ago. So if you got anything black or jacket or North Star or otherwise, bring that. And if it's really cold out, then we'll wear the jackets.
The drumline, the trailer will be there Saturday. So if you want to put your equipment in the trailer now, it will be there on Saturday. If you don't want to carry
it's Sunday,
there.
Sunday.
Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
we're always on time, so a day early. Is
yeah, I mean, Mike's always ahead of the game.
Yes,
Donnie, please warm us down.